Welcome to today's In Touch with South Central Iowa. I'm Andrew Schneider. Former Iowa Governor and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture and current CEO of the World Food Prize, Tom Vilsack, joins us on today's program to talk about the nonprofit organization and his recent visit to Pella High School. I suppose when you're going into these high schools like Pella and your visits on Friday and meeting with our local legislators and so on, what is the role, I guess, that all of us have to play in this? Because I think that, you know, it's an easy question to ask, but maybe a harder one to answer about the future of food security. And so why is it so important for you to go to a school or go to our chamber or talk to Senator Rosenboom or whoever it is about these concerns? And what are the things and challenges that we face that students at Pella High School may be solving when they're adults in a few short years?
Well, I tell you, I took this job because I thought it was an extension of the work that I did both as governor and as Secretary of Agriculture. Both jobs involved a significant commitment to helping people with food assistance and making sure that young people were well fed at schools and that young moms were able to provide their very, very young children with great nutrition. So I saw this as an extension of my work in nutrition and food security. I think each and every one of us has to understand that there's a direct connection between a world where there are food insecure and nutrition insecure individuals and families and conflict. Roughly 70% of the world's conflict areas that are currently involved in war or in strife are impacted and affected by the fact that a significant percentage of their population is suffering from food and nutrition insecurity, which means that in any given day or in any given month, there just isn't enough food to feed the family. And as a result, they oftentimes turn to violence and turn to conflict to resolve the food security challenges that they face. And I think we would be better off, obviously, as a world, if we could figure out ways in which we could provide assistance and help in a way that would enable folks to grow more food, that would enable folks to make sure that the food that they do grow gets to people in need, to make sure that the food that gets to people in need is used in the most efficient way, and that we don't, as unfortunately and tragically, we waste about a third of the food that's grown in the world today in one form or another, where we lose it by not harvesting it properly or not storing it properly in some of the developing countries. So there's a lot of work to be done in this space, Andrew. Each and every one of us has an opportunity. If you are fortunate to be living in Pella, the chances are you probably you have people in your county that are food insecure. That's why it's important to support the food banks and the pantries that service those folks. It's why it's important to make sure that our nutrition assistance programs are available to those folks. That's why it's important for us to continue to look for ways to make sure that those programs are adequately funded and supported, either through our resources or through our volunteer hours that we provide. So I think each and every one of us has an opportunity to make a difference. And the young people I talked to at the high school, I wanted to make sure that they understood that their future is directly connected to us doing an even better job of providing food security around the world.
We're here with former Iowa Governor and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture and now the CEO of the World Food Prize Foundation, Tom Vilsack, as we talk about his visit to Pella. And I think there's no secret that as we talk about these topics, a lot of those avenues and solutions come politically. And you serve for two different presidents. You've served, of course, as our governor. And you've seen, I'm sure, the hyper-partisan nature of where our politics have gone. What role does the World Food Prize play still in trying to bridge those gaps, whether they be partisan divides or political divides, whatever it may be? And what do you see as some of our solutions if they do come from a political route? What can we do as either voters or citizens to encourage anyone of any political stripe to continue to fight this problem that seems to have such a wide impact on our society?
Well, I think it's important for folks to understand that we're all in this together. That we're all impacted and affected by food insecurity and by the programs that are available. Just for example, when people talk about the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, they often talk about it in terms of the families that are receiving those benefits. But I think it's important for people to understand that there are others who benefit from that program. For example, farmers benefit from that program. Now, why do I say that? Well, on any given year, farmers get 20 cents of every food dollar that's spent in a grocery store. So if you're making resources available to families to be able to purchase more at the grocery store, then farmers get a benefit from that. There's also obviously jobs connected to that program. If you think about it, if you can buy more or buy less at the grocery store, that's exactly what's going to happen. If you're able to buy more, then more needs to be stocked and shelved, and more needs to be processed and packaged and transported to that grocery store. Those are jobs in the supply chain that are dependent on people being able to go to the grocery store and be able to purchase items from the grocery store. And so I think it's important for people to understand and appreciate that this system provides more than just food assistance to families, but it's also an income source and a job source. And when you start thinking of it in those terms, then you begin to see an erosion of the political divides that sometimes can surround programs that provide assistance. And you can see that maybe we all ought to be joining forces here to make sure that these programs are efficiently run and effectively run, that they get to the people that need them the most in the most appropriate way, but that they continue to do the job that they need to do, which is to make sure that no family in this country is without food. Because we know if that happens, the young people in that family, if they lack nutrition, that's going to impact and affect everything in their life, from how well they do in school to how well they do in life. And it's in our best interest collectively for people to obviously do well. And so that's why the World Food Prize, I think it acts as a bridge. It acts as a convener. It brings people together to talk about these subjects in a way that is not partisan, in a way that understands and appreciates the various angles of this and the consequences. We brought Nobel laureates and food prize laureates together last year to highlight a letter which they authored to basically say, look, we need to continue to figure out ways worldwide to produce more food. Because we're going to have an increased world population. And if we can't figure this out, there's going to be more conflict in the world. Well, who's going to figure that out? Well, I'll tell you who's going to figure it out. It's the young people going to our universities and colleges. It's our researchers that are in seed companies, implement companies that are located in our home state here in Iowa. These are the people that are going to help figure it out. It's people that will dedicate their life to working in the foreign service. In government and providing and traveling all over the world to make sure that people understand and appreciate that America cares and that America is interested in trying to help countries and farmers in countries be able to be more productive and to make sure that hungry people get fed in those countries. Because at the end of the day, we'll all be safer and better off if people are well fed. So it's really shouldn't be a partisan issue. It's one of those issues that we all ought to join forces on, whether you're the most conservative person or the most liberal person. I think you can find a way to be supportive of helping food pantries, to helping food banks, to helping the nutrition assistance programs being efficiently and effectively run. And that's hopefully what we're trying to do at the World Food Prize. And it's hopefully what we're doing through the youth institutes to make young people sensitive to and aware of. They may not be aware of the challenges that some families face. They may not be aware of some of the solutions that they could be engaged and involved in. And our hope is that as they get exposed to this, that it starts their thinking about what they will do with their lives and what they're going to do with their time as a community, as a member of a community.
Once again, that was CEO of the World Food Prize Foundation, Tom Vilsack. If you missed any of our interview programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. That concludes this weekend's In Touch with South Central Iowa.